A newspaper behemoth is born today. Gatehouse Media and Gannett are finalizing a $1 billion deal to become the largest newspaper publisher in the country. The company will keep Gannett's name and run more than 260 daily papers with a circulation of nearly 9 million. It will also come at the expense of thousands of workers who are expected to lose their jobs. Here and Now media analyst John Carroll joins us with the details. And John, some of us are familiar with Gannett, less so Gatehouse. Give us a quick profile of these two players.
Sure. Gatehouse Media is a subsidiary of New Media Investment Group. It's got 156 dailies and over 300 weeklies. It's the largest chain in the country. Most of the dailies are mid-sized metros. Providence Journal, Sarasota Herald Tribune, St. Louis Daily Record, all across the country. Gannett is the second largest chain with 109 dailies that range from the national flagship USA Today to regional papers like the Detroit Free Press or the Arizona Republic.
Okay, so this is technically not a merger. New Media Investment Group, as you said, is acquiring Gannett through a combination of cash and stock. What does this mean exactly?
It's interesting because Gannett is actually the larger company. It has greater circulation, cash flow, revenue, market cap than New Media does. But New Media is taking out a $1.8 billion loan at a knee-buckling 11.5% interest rate to fund the deal. So there's going to be a lot of financial pressure.
Yeah, I mean, finances are really at the heart of this deal. The new company expects to cut about $300 million in costs per year.
Yeah, they're looking at the usual cost efficiencies, the sort of backroom functions. They'll combine design and editing operations. They'll consolidate printing. They'll combine their marketing services, get efficiencies out of the financial departments, HR, technology, that kind of thing. What the company's officials have not talked about, though, are layoffs, and everyone expects them to be pretty significant.
Yeah, there have been lots of talks about this. Media analyst Ken Doctor wrote last week that the cuts could be as steep as 12%. And of course, as you said, that means job cuts. How many people, though, do we project? Some have said in the thousands.
Yeah, we're looking at possibly 3,500 jobs out of 27,000 employees in the combined companies. On top of that, newsrooms are being told to expect to have their budgets cut by something between 3 to 5% on top of those job cuts.
I mean, newspapers have already been cut so drastically over the last 10 to 15 years. What does this mean for journalism?
Well, it means tough times ahead, I think. The News Guild CWA, which represents about 20,000 journalists nationwide, issued an analysis earlier this month that said to fund the merger, local papers will likely disappear, jobs will be slashed, and journalism will suffer. It also doesn't help that there is no journalist on the new company's 9-member board.
Really? That's, oh my goodness. And Wall Street doesn't seem to be all that enthusiastic about this deal either.
No, it started as a $1.4 billion deal, but since the announcement, New Media shares have kind of tanked, gone down from about $10.70 to about $6.40. So it's just a $1.13 billion deal now. You know, they're looking at trying to consolidate and get on top of digital publishing, but that's going to be a big lift for them.
Thank you so much. John Carroll is media analyst for Here and Now. Thanks for this update.
Thank you.